Whoa.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Friday's movie day here on The Takeaway. Rafer Guzman from Newsday is here to help us through the weekend's releases, and we've got a whole bunch of them. Rafer, welcome.
Hi, Todd.
Great to have you here. We are going to talk about The Comedian, starring Robert De Niro and Cloris Leachman and many others. I have trivia for you.
All right.
Before we get started with The Comedian and some other films, Cloris Leachman, of course, is in The Comedian. So here's your question. Listen to this classic scene from Young Frankenstein between Cloris Leachman as Frau Blücher.
Yep.
And Gene Wilder.
Would the doctor care for a brandy before retiring?
No.
Some warm milk?
No, thank you very much.
What is the last beverage that Frau Blücher has to offer there? That's your trivia question. What is the last beverage she has to offer to Gene Wilder? Think about it. We'll come back to it. You can tweet me if you think you know the answer. Now, Rafer, The Comedian, by director Taylor Hatford. Robert De Niro is in this. He plays an insult comic, kind of reminds you of Pat Cooper or somebody like that. Let's listen.
I'll tell you what. Let me do it. Let me do you. I got you down.
I'll pay you not to.
That's funny. But you don't want to get into a contest with me about money. Come on, let's have some fun. This is me respecting you. You're my favorite.
I heard Harvey Keitel in there.
That's right. He plays the father of Leslie Mann, who you also heard laughing in there. Leslie Mann is dating, to put it in one way, Robert De Niro's character. You know, I wanted to like this. I like the idea of an aging comic making a comeback in the modern world in the era of YouTube and viral video. He's an insult comic, politically incorrect.
Don Rickles type.
Yeah, you know, a lot of racial jokes, gay jokes, you know, sort of pushing the envelope. If the material had been a little better, the film might have worked. De Niro's really good. He's got a lot of energy. You really believe that he's a seasoned vet on stage. But I just feel like some of the jokes don't land. There's an Asian joke in there that I found very unfunny. Some of the gay jokes seem very obvious to me. I think if the film itself had had sort of a better comedy writer, better joke writer in there somewhere, maybe it could have had a little more zip to it.
Not a strong endorsement there for The Comedian from Rafer. Now, The Space Between Us is kind of an orphan traveler story. A boy who's born on Mars.
So, Gardner, when you said that you killed your mother, what exactly did you mean by that?
She died giving birth to me.
That doesn't mean that you killed her. So who's that guy?
He founded East Texas, where I'm from.
I thought you said you were from New York. Who was the woman?
Kendra. She's an astronaut.
Who you know from Mars?
Yeah.
Get out.
She's not handling that news well, but young Gardner was, in fact, the first human born on Mars.
That's right. And this had to be a secret. He's been a NASA secret for his entire life, but he's come to Earth to visit this cute Earth girl that he's met. Asa Butterfield plays Gardner. Britt Robertson plays the girl Tulsa. Again, I really wanted to like this. I love a good teen drama. Any long-distance teen romance is going to have plenty of angst and sort of soul-bearing. And, you know, this is the ultimate, right? Mars and Earth.
An alien in your own world.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Right. I mean, it really all could pull together. It's very clumsy. Clumsily plotted this film, and I think one of the big problems is he's searching for his father, and there's going to be this big twist ending. Who is Gardner's father? You know who his father is, I would say, pretty much from about the first 5 minutes of the film, so I found that to be a real disappointment.
All right, that is The Space Between Us. The Salesman, we want to talk about this film for a second. This is director Asghar Farhadi. New film. He's the only Iranian who's won an Oscar. He's been in the news lately because he is boycotting the Oscars this year because of the White House's and President Trump's travel ban.
That's right. You know, I think there was a chance that he could apply for an artistic waiver, but he has chosen not to. And so essentially he is boycotting the Oscars. And that's disappointing to me, I think, because Farhadi's movies are really apolitical. You know, whenever you watch a Farhadi movie, what you're basically seeing is life in the East that looks very much like life in the West. These movies are not, there's nothing overtly political about them. He's not making any major statements. These are just movies about people, and The Salesman is kind of the same, and it kind of saddens me to see that a filmmaker like Farhani feels that he has to harden his position against the hardliners, you know, which is something he fights at home as well. And so that's disappointing. Well, but the salesman, I think, is actually, you know, like all of his movies, a really interesting, mysterious, compelling film, and very enjoyable.
And it is a film that's going to garner a ton of interest because of the politics around it, for sure.
That's
all right,
correct.
Let's circle back to trivia for a second. We were talking about the great Cloris Leachman. I played you a scene where she is trying to get Gene Wilder interested in a late night drink. What was the last drink after some warm milk and some brandy, Rafer, that she had to offer?
Oh, Todd, you've stumped me.
Oh,
I do not know.
Rafer.
Ovaltine. Nothing. Thank you. I'm a little tired.
A little bit of Ovaltine on
Shoot.
Offer from Frau Blücher. Rafer Guzman of Newsday, thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.